Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Today, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to say. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and just spend a little time, just the two of us. And I want to, you won't be surprised to hear that part of what I want to talk about is about you being a CEO. You know, I've been harping on that. I've been beating that into the ground. I've been on my CEO soapbox now for how long? Many, many years, trying to help you understand that you can't just do what is natural for you to do, and that's just to be the manager of your business, the operator of your business. Your business is working really hard to keep you in that role because there's always something to do. Something to manage, something to operate. But I want you to—I really want you to work hard at devoting some time to being the CEO, to getting out of behind the counter, and maybe even out from behind your desk and get up to some kind of an orbit, 1,000 feet, 30,000 feet. I don't care. Some kind of an orbit above your business and look down on it and see where things are coming, how things are coming and going, and look at it from a different standpoint. If you don't do that, folks, you won't be able to manage the future as much and deal with change and lead change as much. So there are many tasks that every small business owner must handle personally, but none is more CEO-specific than the allocation of capital. You know, I've said before, the second law of Blasingame's second law of small business is that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business because we're always undercapitalized, right? Well, We have to be the allocators of capital, our precious capital, and that's the CEO job because the only thing more precious to you than capital is time, and capital is time a lot of times, right? So cash management is also a CEO critical task, but operating cash is not capital. This is something I want you to help you understand. Operating cash is not capital. Cash is for expenses, and it's measured daily, right? What's your cash flow today? What's coming in? What's got to go out? Can we make payroll? All that, right? You manage it daily, weekly, monthly. Capital is for investment, and as such is measured in years, possibly even multiple in multiple years, maybe even generations. So here are three classic capital expenditure categories. First, replacement and upgrade. This is not repair. That's an expense funded by operating cash flow. Repairs are. Replacement upgrade is a bigger commitment, most often caused when repair is no longer an option or by obsolescence. Replacement and upgrade. That's a capital item, not repair. Innovation, number two. Exciting innovations in digital devices and programs are at once creating opportunity and causing disruptions. Small business CEOs have to mete out special capital, your precious capital, for innovation in a way that maximizes opportunity and minimizes the disruptions. It's a tough job because 21st century innovation weaves a very fine seam between the leading edge, where you want to be, where you're the disruptor, and the bleeding edge, when the investment was a mistake or turned out to be ill-timed. So innovation, that's another thing you want to invest capital in. Growth opportunity, should your market footprint be expanded with acquisitions or a new branch, or should investment be made to build out your online capability? Should investment be made in support of a new product direction or in the digital inventory management system connected to a supply chain? Those are growth opportunities that you have to fund with capital. What to invest capital in and when to do it is different for every business. But what is not different is the proper application of cash and collateral. Here are three classic best practices to help you understand this. Number one, don't use operating cash to pay for something that has a life of more than a year. If something's going to last you for more than a year, even if you can expense it, even if the government lets you expense it this year, don't pay that out of cash, out of operating cash, if it has a longer life than a year. Number two, that's just my rule of thumb. Number two, leaving profits in the business produces retained earnings that become capital reserves for future investment, or at least put a foundation under future investment. Think of it as a deep-rooted plant that's going to continue to bear fruit. Retained earnings also help you accomplish the next practice because bankers love retained earnings. Retained earnings demonstrates that you have the ability to operate profitably and the discipline to leave those profits in the business. That's the kind of thing that makes a banker really excited and makes them not scared at all. So number three, this is the third one. A bank loan can augment retained earnings when the timeline of an opportunity or maybe even a capital-eating event, something unfortunate happens, whenever all that doesn't match your internal funding ability, then you need to get a bank loan. Use a bank loan for those things because you can pay those off and tell your banker to go home. And remember, the best way to make a banker happy and to stamp your request approved is to show them that you have skin in the game. And your skin in the game is what I talked about in number two, retained earnings. So remember this, folks, the shortest book in the world, the title of the shortest book in the world is Loan Officer Courage. And nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker. If you have retained earnings, that goes a long way towards keeping a banker from being scared. As the economy continues to expand, there will be more and more decisions associated with growth opportunities. Having a capital plan that combines proper allocation of cash, retained earnings, and bank resources will go a long way toward helping you stay relevant to customers, maintain a competitive advantage, and be more profitable, and therefore sustain your business for the long term. Remember, folks, there's the only thing more precious to a small business CEO than time is capital. And you have to learn how to use both of them wisely. So remember, folks, cash, operating cash, is for expenses, and especially anything less than a year life. Anything longer than a year, that's a capital expense. Two different things. Now take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Girl,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.